This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rollerson. Mary Fraley Callan is a retired lawyer from Mount Lebanon and writes historical fiction from the perspectives of ordinary people. She spends a lot of her time in the stacks doing research, most recently for her 2012 novel, Consecrated Dust. It's set in Pittsburgh during the Civil War.
How do you set about dramatizing a historical event that has, you know, actual facts and real people behind it?
Well, in some ways it's easier because you have your timeline and you have your kind of story graph there. And I would read through the history and go through some original documents and whatever, and they would give me ideas. But you have to learn just about everything to write a line accurately. When you do historical fiction, if you don't get it right, somebody realizes it, and that makes the whole book suspect.
So obviously you kind of got into the weeds to really get all of these details spot on.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe not everything that you read during that time would be something that that you'd recommend. But are there any titles that stand out that you really that people would really get something out of?
Well, certainly if you want really about the best overview you can get of the Civil War, I would recommend James McPherson's Pulitzer Prize winning book, Battle Cry of Freedom. It really gives you a good idea from leading up to the war, the politics, through the battles, as concise as you can get that, you know, almost 4.5 year conflict, it's in that book. As far as Pittsburgh goes, there's a wonderful, very detailed book called Pittsburgh During the American Civil War. It's by Arthur Fox, who is a professor out at CCAC, and it has incredible detail of everything that happened in the Pittsburgh area during the Civil War.
So apart from research materials and historical fiction and that kind of thing, what else do you like to read? Do you get into other kinds of fiction, other genres?
It's interesting because I knew you were going to ask me that, yeah. And I went through and looked at my bookshelves, and I thought, geez, I really do read just a lot of history, either nonfiction or fiction. One thing I do every Christmas, I say to my kids, I'd love to have some books, but you pick them out, something different, because you do find, and I think a lot of readers do, if they like mysteries, they tend to just gravitate towards mysteries. And I gravitate towards something with a historical bent. So my children were giving me different books. One they gave me was a book called Little Bee, which is about a Nigerian refugee in London, present day. Nothing I would have ever picked up, but it's a wonderful, wonderful book by, I think it's Chris Cleave, I believe is the author. Wonderful book. I also read, not every year, but frequently, Best American Short Stories. I think a problem with a lot of people is I don't have time. I don't have time to read. But here you have special guest editors will edit each anthology each year, and you get these wonderful stories across all different kinds of fiction and nonfiction, and you can read them in short bites when you have time. So that's something else I'm reading. But probably the one I enjoyed the most is actually by a Pittsburgh author, a woman named Meredith Maletti. It's called Aftertaste. And she writes a story set in Pittsburgh and in Manhattan about a woman who's, I think her husband ends up cheating on her. But she has to kind of start her life over and her life and find new love. And she also finds kind of her own footing in a career in fine cuisine. Mm-hmm. So all those things are blended in that book. And that book was a lot of fun to read. The only other things, and some of these are kind of old, but this shows my historical bent before and why I kind of got into historical fiction. I loved reading anything by Leon Uris. I got kind of hooked on his books, and I think I read every book he ever read. People are probably most familiar with Exodus or Trinity, but he wrote a series of other, Battle Cry about the Marines, a couple of books about the Warsaw Ghetto, about the Berlin Airlift, Armageddon. He does just wonderfully detailed and interesting historical fiction. So if somebody does have a taste for that type of thing, I really recommend his books. They're wonderful books.
Well, Mary, thank you so much for your time today.
Well, thank you, Josh.
Mary Callan's book, Consecrated Dust, dramatizes the 1862 explosion of the Allegheny Arsenal and parallel events involving Pittsburgh soldiers at the Battle of Antietam. Speaking Volumes is available as an iTunes podcast and online at WESA.FM. If you'd like to share your book recommendations with our listeners, post them on Twitter at Booksburg. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 WESA is supported by Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, dedicated to engaging our region in literacy and learning. Thanks for listening.